A Sky Cinema original.
Do you remember the night we met?
Based on the true story behind Ted Bundy.
This is all gonna end.
It's only gonna end with the truth.
America's most notorious serial killer.
This case is about catching a monster.
Starring Zac Efron, Lily Collins, Kaya Scodelario, and John Malkovich.
Promise you'll never leave me.
Did you do these things, Ted?
Extremely wicked, shockingly evil, and vile. In cinemas and on Sky Cinema Friday.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good. Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah.
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Lulu Simon. Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grant Master.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast, and here I am, as usual, with my little bestie and gorgeous friend, Ben Mandelka, who also makes the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island cartoons over on LUTubo. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
How you doing, baby?
Doing pretty well, thanks. How about you?
Well, it's a Beverly Hills Day, so that's always good for me. So before we jump into Beverly Hills, I'm going to do some really quick shilling. Hey, everybody. Whoa. Okay, we are doing our Irvine show in Orange County this coming month in May. Get your butts over there. It's going to be amazing, okay? We're going to recap the first episode of the season of Southern Charm, which should be great fun for us because we've missed that show. And then we're going to be going to Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Minneapolis, Baltimore, and Nashville. So get your tickets now. We're also selling Rosé All Day and Straight to the Rosé shirts for the summer. You can get those for a limited time over at crappensmerch.com. And you can find links for the merch and for tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com. And I think that's it, right, Ben?
Probably. Did you mention our bonus episode this week was all about Lala and 50 Cent?
Oh, yes. Because it was the whole saga this week. That was really fun.
That was super fun. Another thing
you can get over on our bonus Patreon feed is Crappens On Demand videos. We're doing a couple recaps a week on video through Google Hangouts. We're live streaming. So we did yesterday Pump Rules, and we're going to do New York tomorrow. So if you want to watch those, we do those at noon Pacific time. And you can watch those on live stream, or if you're not there for them, you can do the Crappens On Demand version and just watch them on your smart TV or wherever you like. So for all that stuff, just become a Patreon member. Patreon, you save our life, people on Patreon. You're so good to us, so thank you for that. So yeah. Keep it up, people. Keep going over to your Patreon and listen to Winter is Crappening, our Game of Thrones podcast. Okay, that's the quickest I
can
get those shills
hug.
In.
Group hug. Well, that was so good, Ronnie. You did a really good job.
Oh, thanks, Ben. So yeah. Now we can get past the shilling and on to the
thrilling.
The thrilling. I was going to say swilling, but that didn't sound nice.
So speaking of thrilling, this episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills opens in truly one of the most exciting fashions of all. It's Erica Jane and Lisa Rinna driving through traffic and making mindless patter. You have Erica going, I love this street. I never get tired of driving on this street.
I don't think they really even like each other in real life, because this is painful to watch them in the car together.
What a street, am I right? God, I'll never get tired of driving down this street. What a
sidewalks
street.
Sidewalks and buildings. Wow. And
Shrubbery. Wow. What a street.
Had to make it so hard. It's like they mixed tar with... Are those little rocks? What is that? That's amazing, I'll tell you.
Look at that. It's a traffic lot, and then there's a sign and another sign. What a street. What a street.
I'm like, you know what? I take it all back. Erica really does show us her life. She really does.
Yeah, the real Erica.
Wow, well, look at that stop sign. Whoa, call the mayor.
Is that a storm drain that I see? Wow, wonders never cease.
And Rena's like, I know. I drive down the street every day. The trees. I was like, I just wrote, you guys are the most boring friends ever.
There's trees. There's roads. The wheels on the bus go round and round. Starts this conversation.
Rena is like so low energy in this scene. She's like over it. And Erica's like,
well, I don't know about you, but if I don't work out every day, I just don't feel good about life.
And Rena's like, yeah, I'm cranky and a bitch. It's like, geez, what is happening today?
They are not. She's not in the mood to shoot. She's like, I have to sit here and listen to Erica prattle on about a road.
Pretty much. So they get to this gym, and Erica's like, this is my friend's gym. I call it a studio. It's called Buzz.
And it's incredible. I will be taking that 1 year free membership now, please. Thank you very much. Merge.com.
And Rena's like, well, when Erica's back from touring on her busy tour, I just have to steal her away. We built our friendship brick by brick.
My favorite kind of road.
My favorite thing, I steal her away. And we just drive around and talk about the different roads. We like lanes, avenues, boulevards, doesn't matter.
And then we get
it's so exciting.
Then we get a flashback of their friendship on a rocky road, if you will. And Erica's like, fuck you! You can say that on the lawn! Like a bunch of fighting. And I just have to warn you guys, this is an episode full of flashbacks. And we can't blame it on somebody, you know, quitting the show, because she's in the show this week. So it's not like it's, oh, Lisa left and now it's boring. I think it's just boring. I don't know what the excuse is, but it's like a clip package, this episode.
Yeah. Well, you know, whenever there's like a slow season of something, they have to augment the episodes with lots of flashbacks, you know. That's the unfortunate reality. So yeah, so Rena loves that Erica is like a survivor and a hustler. And then Rena's like, it's so funny. It's so funny that we're going to a gym called Merge. Because I once was on a show called Merge. I also was on a show called Crunch, one called Equinox, and one called LA Fitness.
I was also on 24 Hour Fitness.
You ever see that show, Jack LaLanne? That was me. That was me.
She's like, we always talk about how fortunate we are. And Erica's like, oh, yeah, the lady is. All those years of hard work it took to get here. It's like,
And then Erica starts doing her inside the actor's studio thing, where she starts talking about, now she's giving Rena the compliments. And she's like,
the thing about Rena is that she's fearless. Yeah. Notice how I accentuated the less.
And she'll admit her faults. Unlike some people, that's a real friend. Not someone who ever won't admit they've ever done anything wrong. I mean, I've never. Well, that's a bunch of bullshit. I'll tell you that right now, people watching at home.
I'm like, well, maybe they should show some footage of the time when they're like, hey, Lisa, remember when you said all that shit about Kim? And she's like, I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember. I own not remembering. Isn't that enough?
So now we get to watch Erica and Lisa work out. This is like a thing on Beverly Hills. Like, we have to always watch some bitches work out every single week, okay? So they're Merge workout with Alfonso, and they're working out. I don't know what else to say. They were working out. They were like... They're working out. And then, well, actually, wait, no. There was something good, which is that we got a clip of Rena's exercise DVD, because she really has done everything. And she has an exercise DVD on top of everything else. She's like, look at me. I'm dance working out. I'm dancing. I'm working out. I'm dancing.
It's like crazy Rena dancing, too. It's like,
yeah.
Ba, ba, ah, ba, ba, ah. Okay, you're done. Was not fun. We just jumped around. You got your heart beating. That was okay. That was.
She just falls over.
She just falls over. She's like, okay, I died for about 35 seconds, but now I gotta go. I've got my call time for Merge 2 Electric Boogaloo. Bye.
So next we go over to the Royal Stone. Steven from Pacific Kitchens. So Lisa and come with Harrison, the new Jiggy, who is walking around in what look like velvet baby pajamas. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on with them.
Yeah. And so Steven's showing her perspective tabletop or countertops for her new kitchen. And he's like, I found you the whitest stone in all the land. She's like, no, I want it whiter, more.
I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell the casting department of Vanderpump Rules. Whiter. We can always get whiter. So she's like, we're in the middle of a remodel. I was like, oh my God, am I going to seriously have to watch you and your fucking kitchen for the rest of my life?
The only thing that's like marginally more interesting than cryotherapy and vaginal rejuvenation, a kitchen remodel.
And watch how the internet turns this week, because the internet has totally been on Vanderpump's side this whole week. And then Vanderpump has to bring her fucking dog to a store. Well, I mean, it's like outside, this. But she still brings her dog to this counter store. And then she's like, oh, let Harrison pick it. Whichever one he lifts his leg on. Huh. And sure enough, her dog is pissing all over.
This is on the stone. What I would be furious. That's disgusting. They're not like a scolding. Lisa did. Okay, I'm still Team Lisa. But she did two things that made me be like, you know what? I have to really rethink this. This was number one. I'm going to let you guess what number two is, maybe when it happens. I won't even announce it. I'll let you go.
Is it she ate her sushi with a fork and a knife? I knew it. Okay. And when that happened, I was like, oh my God, Ben is probably like in a snit over there on his side of the world. I knew that you were.
I was throwing a cotton ball at my wall. I'm too nice of a guy to do something destructive. I was kicking paper towels and picking them up and putting them in the trash where they belong.
I'm so glad that you were so mad about that, because
it was horrifying. I was like, what is happening? And everyone was horrified, because you know she's probably doing it for 5 minutes before a producer was like, can we get a close-up of her cutting that salmon sushi with a fork and knife, because this is too crazy.
They sure did too. They zoomed right in on that and just kept it there.
It was like it reminded me of like a modern day version of the Seinfeld, where they try to get people eating Snickers bars with fork and knife, and then they see people eating at restaurants Snickers bars with fork and knives, and I was like, this is what it is, sushi with fork and knife.
Oh,
okay, like I always think it's weird just to do sushi with a fork, but like I get it, but like fork and knife, I don't know.
So she's like, kitchen, granite. Okay, did I tell you that PK called me? And then we get a clip, because this show would be nothing without a clip. So we see her sitting on her couch like, well, I appreciate you calling me, PK. And yes, I do miss you. And I do love you. And he's like, well, listen here, babe. I do want to be best friends, babe. All right, now you have your people call my people. That's British humor. Only you'd get that one, babe.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. The sound gets muffled through this Liza Minnelli wig I put my phone into.
I'm sorry I can't hear you over the white noise. Is your wife in the room trying to think about things? British humor!
I dropped the scone. That's British humor.
So Ken's like, well, I don't think I have a problem having lunch with him, but Dorit won't give you a straight answer. No. I don't know about that. Look at that. Harrison's pissed on another granite. How much is this kitchen going to cost? God damn it.
Plump, plump. He knocks over all the marble things like dominoes because his Roomba keeps hitting them.
No, Ken, you smushed poor Harrison.
I was just trying to clean up the urine. So Lisa's basically like, well, if they say I'm a liar, then there's just no friendship there. So like, sorry. You know?
Yeah. So they pick up 17 grand in marble. Oish. And then so we go over to Dorit, and Dorit is doing our favorite thing. Did you get a sound clip of this?
No, should I?
How
go, wait.
Dare you?
Hold, maybe I can cue it up, though. What was it, her walking into the,
yes,
the
you have to get her walking into the office. Okay, is it going to take, I don't want to like ruin the episode or anything.
No. It's not going to take like, it's literally like I can get it ready. I'm scrolling. I'm scrolling to her.
Oh my God, I'm
past.
So glad because we have to have this in the can.
I'm getting closer and closer.
And it's a full-on
bubble. Okay, here we go. Okay, hold on. It's as she walks in.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We're just going to play.
I can't hear. Is it playing? Are you gone?
Did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh, I was playing it. Sorry, it didn't come through. I'm sorry, everyone, for the dead air. Now you know what it's like inside her head.
I can insert it in after, don't worry.
Okay, you do that in post. And now okay. Everyone will be like, what dead air?
What are these lies, David? Lies!
I just got myself in an edit. Damn it. Okay, yeah, so I love that squeal. And here it is, back, you know. And the guy's like, welcome to Beverly Beach. And there's like, you know, caution, don't cross, repossession signs all over. I'm like, that is the cutest wallpaper.
Yeah.
It's wallpapered with IOUs.
I just like the way you said it, like Jurassic Park. Welcome to Beverly Beach. Da 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 na 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 na. Little like, it's like a T-Rex in a bikini.
Well, it sounds like it. A little dirty squeal.
Oh, Dorit, you only asked if you could. You never thought if you should.
Oh, Matt, look how beautiful Mummy's office is, kids. Look at this. Look at Mummy. Worky, worky. Vanilla ice cream envelopes.
Growing Beverly Beach. Growing Beverly Beach has been like having another child. Except a child that gets repossessed.
It's like having a child. I refuse to strap this office in properly when I'm driving it to playtime.
It's like how Beverly Beach reminds me of The Exorcist Part 2. You know what? When that little girl got repossessed. Get it? I can be like Lisa too.
I'm stupid. I really thought about that for a long time. I know I made two back-to-back repossessed jokes, and I'm standing by both of them. I don't care.
Yeah, I laughed. So
it's really forced, but so is Beverly Beach.
Yeah, so is Beverly Beach. Stop trying to make Beverly Beach happen, okay?
So Phoenix PK is enters.
Like, they put in pink for me, mommy.
I'm like, oh God, don't try and work here, Phoenix. You're not going to get paid. Those checks will never come through.
But your designs will be accepted. So PK enters, and I feel like one thing we've never really talked about with PK is that he moves very slowly. I have never seen such a slow moving person on TV. He walks, he opens the door a crack. He's like, hello, babe.
Babe,
can I come in? Babe. Okay. All right. Give us a hug. And he like walks. And this is, you know, and we have Ken. Okay. Ken is a very slow moving man. But PK, he like walks in. It's like it takes a long, those arms are coming up slowly. It is like slow to come in for his little hug. It's like bro hug.
I've always had a theory that people who walk the same pace are friends. Like, if you go do the canyon with someone, you, like, go hike the canyon or whatever, you can't go with, like, someone who's super in shape if you're not, because you hate them. But you can't go with someone more out of shape than you, because then you hate them, you know? Like, Ken and PK could be guacamoles together.
Yeah. They are, like, yeah, they're, like, two koalas, you know? Just slowly picking flies out of each other's fur in the tree, the napping.
Yeah, so the designer leaves. The designer who did this office is like, okay, got another fashion design. He's like, I got another design emergency. GGO. And I was like, well, good luck. You're never getting paid. So thanks for coming. Lose this address.
She's like, thank you for your pro bono work. He's like, wait, what? Door close. I don't know what he's saying, babe. I think he said, you're welcome. You're welcome.
We're going to be doing this and putting your name all over it. What's his face? What's his buns? All right. Thank you for your service.
So now they're, of course, going to start talking about Lisa Vanderpump. And PK is talking about how he set up lunch with Lisa. And Dorit's like, I never, ever thought anything would happen to our friendship and it would be dissipated. I thought for sure
when I talked about her behind her back on camera to all of America, she would love that.
I love that she says our friendship is dissipated, like it's a fart.
So she's like, we've got history together. And then guess what, guys? It's a clip of their history together. Like, literally, did they shoot anything for this show?
I know. And by the way, this, like, history is all, like, Lisa doing nice things for Dorit and being lovely and sweet to her, you know?
Yeah, standing up for her at reunions and shit when everybody hated her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, she's like, well, the loving part of me wants to make things right, but I won't sacrifice my integrity. What are you talking about?
Integrity. So now Dorit starts confronting PK about his joke, and he's like, well, babe, I'm happy to apologize, even though I did it the other night. And we see a flashback of him being like, I'm sorry, you're so dumb, you don't understand British humor.
He's like, yeah, I'm happy to apologize, but I'm also not willing to discuss it for days on end. Which, he knows this show, okay? This is his third season on this show, and he knows this is now the plot. Is Kyle being mad at some dumb shit he said? Fucking Kyle, okay? It always comes back to how Kyle is annoyed at some stupid little thing.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of which, we then go over to Kyle, and she's driving with Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy. Hi. I'm a passenger. And they're driving, and guess what? Sophia's coming back home. I'm like, we just sent her off to college. Yeah. Now we have to have an episode where Sophia's back. She just left.
And of course, Kyle can't talk about anything else for more than 2 seconds. She's like, okay, yeah, Sophia's coming back. So, have you talked to anyone about Lisa Vanderpump? And Teddy's like, no, but Dorit did kind of reach out to her, I heard. She's like, is it wrong that I think that's weird? And then Teddy's like, well, anyone who knows you knows that you're going to be hurt by what PK said.
She's saying how, like, Dorit did not hang out. Dorit did not reach out to Kyle.
Oh, she did not reach out. Oh, no, I see what you're saying. I wrote it down wrong. Teddy said, no, did Dorit reach out? And she said no. Misread my notes there, everybody.
It's okay. It doesn't really change really anything. We have, but I just want to clarify.
Dorit scene and I'm bonkers cray cray.
Visions of bikinis twirling in your eyeballs.
Yeah.
So Teddy's like, so Teddy's like, anyone who knows you're going to be hurt by that, because Kyle will be hurt by pretty much anything. Like, oh my God, I just bought some Godiva chocolates because I felt like splurging, but you didn't get any for me?
Yeah, Kyle will start tons of shit and then be hurt by it later. And sure enough, this is the most Kyle thing to say that she could say right now. She goes, it cost me my friendship with Lisa. What happened with that?
Yeah.
That cost me my friendship. That did not cost you your friendship with Lisa, you idiot. And also, have we ever talked about, of course, Kyle was told about all this before she went to that dog center. She's even wearing hats that look like Teddy's. Like, those two are hanging out. Whatever, Kyle.
Yeah. Kyle's hat game this season has been, like, atrocious. It's like, Kyle is actually a beautiful woman, and these hats are doing her no service. It's like, really the worst thing that's ever happened to haberdashery is Kyle Richards discovered it. And so she is like, she's like, I didn't do anything wrong.
Haberdashery!
My new pajama. So Kyle's like, I didn't do anything wrong. I spoke up and I told the truth, and you should say thank you to me for that instead. I'm like, well, you told the truth in that you said you were being truthful and that all the women hate you right now, but you didn't say the truth of, like, what other truth was that? You gossiped and were like, accused her of selling this thing to Radar Online or giving it to Radar Online. And you actually were not being a good friend because you're saying, like, I'm your friend and I'm telling you I didn't do this. And, like, honestly, Kyle, at that point, it's like you either say, okay, I believe you. You're my friend. You're telling me this, so I'm going to choose to believe you, you know? But you didn't do that, which is, like, sort of what the big discussion is later in this episode.
Well, I've been reading not her tweets because I do have some semblance of a life, but I was on Twitter and I saw her tweeting back to somebody. And they were like, you called her a liar. She goes, I never used the word liar. She's the one who said liar. And they said, well, you went into her house. And she says, I wasn't the one screaming. They were the ones. And I'm like, okay, Kyle. You know, she's like playing semantics with everything and trying to turn everything around. We're watching the show, you dumb dumb. Like, yeah. You see the show. So she's like, yeah, you should applaud me. I told the truth. No one knows what the truth is. We still don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, you accused her of what you think of the truth.
Yeah, we sit here and yell and scream all week about our opinions on this, but we don't know the truth either. And we've said a million times, for all we know, Lisa Vanderpump did do it. We wouldn't be surprised if she did. But let's not all pretend that we know. There is no proof. And that's what makes me so crazy about this whole thing. I need proof.
Yeah, well, I think that's why people have really been on Lisa's side, is that there is no proof, and there are a lot of people who could be shady ass suspects, but they've just like, you know, they've just like come down on Lisa, and it's not because we're Vanderpump fans and we're like such apologists that we can't see otherwise. It's just that like we just see that like I don't know, it feels like people have a lot of agendas going on. And we're just not willing to just like automatically sign off that like, oh yeah, Lisa naturally did this. Even though if she did, we wouldn't be surprised. But we also wouldn't be surprised if Dorit did it, if Kyle did it, if Rinna did it, if Teddy did it.
I'm exhausted. Okay, we have to move on.
My panty line is exhausted.
I'm gonna cut this mic cord and walk out of the house. Okay. And I brought it up, but I'm sure we'll have time to discuss this.
Oh, don't worry, we're gonna discuss it
more times.
Including later this episode.
God, okay. No kidding.
So anyway, Kyle and Teddy are just walking around Lake Hollywood now, and Teddy is talking about how they're gonna be going camping. And also Teddy has bangs now, like weird like curtain bangs. Like she looks like a curtain that like someone opened up a little bit, and she's like, guess what? It's morning time, let the sun shine in. It's on my head. And they're just talking about like
this is another like terrible friends only on camera situation where it's like there's people together but they're both so boring and bored with each other. She's like, oh my god, Lake Hollywood, wow, you know, if I come sometimes I come here alone, I picture myself getting murdered. Look, there's a deer. And Teddy's like, yeah, I like deer, yeah, I really like coming here,
turtle,
this is a fun place to hike, yeah, it's a turtle. Kyle's like, I love turtles. This is what I love living. This is why I love living in Los Angeles. You can see beautiful animals at places. I'm like, Kyle.
I know. We watched this show.
Yeah.
So I really think the breakout star was the bird on the rock. To me, I was like, that's what the scene was all about. That cut away to like, I don't know if it was a heron or whatever, but that bird on the rock, I was like, you need to be a cast member next season. Just hang out. Just like a bird just shows up to lunch. Squawks. Yeah.
Get a clip package to insert during that bird scenes, please, so it could be a cast member.
Yes, please. Speaking of birds, we now go to Camille and Denise at lunch in Malibu. Camille's like, hey, gorgeous. You look amazing. A natural beauty.
Pretty well, thank you.
So I'm saying you're pretty.
Well, that's great. That's
very
nice.
It's great.
It's good to see
and
you. You look great.
It's good to see you.
Well, I love this restaurant. Yeah, great
love
place.
This restaurant.
All right, I'm going to probably
great
order.
Place, and it's probably going to order. It's so upsetting.
So, yeah, Denise is there, and Denise is like, yeah, you know, we're in Malibu. You don't got to wear the goddamn heels and the motherfucking everything you're wearing right now. You know, you can just come here and be like, you can come in flip-flops. No one gives a fuck, you know? You can have your cootie hanging out. What do they care? Flop your tits on the table. No one gives a fuck, all
right? Yeah, I mean, Aaron's beneath this tablecloth right now eating me out. No one gives a fuck. It's Malibu. Denise, I had a very vivid dream the other night that Denise Richards and I were actually like friends, like real friends, like in good close friends. Like we would like go get coffee and stuff. So now you ever have one of those dreams that are so vivid that now when you're back in reality, you sort of feel like it was true. So like I saw Denise on screen and I had like a warm tingling sensation in my heart. Like there's my friend. And I was like, this is a bad path for me to go down. But I really feel like she's my best friend now.
I had a dream last week, and it's been bugging me all week, where I was in a cabin, and I was turning on the fire, like the fireplace, and it was warming up, and I'm like looking at the fire, and then worms started crawling, like they were scared, they were hiding somewhere in the fireplace, and they started crawling out, and then all these animals started coming out, and I was like, oh my god, if I open the fire door, they're all gonna come in, and I don't want all those animals in here, but if I keep it closed, all the animals are gonna die, and it has horrified me for an entire week. It was like the worst nightmare ever.
Sounds like the camping trip that's coming up next week.
I know nobody gives a fuck about our dreams, but you know, I saw a chance and I took it.
I really, really enjoyed the disparity between our two dreams.
I had to tell somebody. Bueller doesn't
get
it.
Let it out. Well, actually, in my dream... Okay, fine. Since we're talking about it, what happened in my dream? No, I have to say it now because I really enjoyed it. I was hanging out with Denise, and she was like, oh, yeah, my friend... you have to meet my friend Misha. And, like, she was talking about Misha Barton. And Misha Barton was like showering in the room next door, and Misha Barton came out, and then I was like, oh my God, Misha Barton from the OC. She's like, yeah. And she was like, ugh. You know, Ben McKenzie? I was like, yes. She goes, oh, he was a nightmare to work with. And I was like, oh. And that was the dream.
Great dream. Glad we got that. Glad we got our dreams in.
Well, I needed to, like, when I had, you know, like, I felt like we couldn't end the dreams segment on, like, your strange, like, anti-Noah's Ark happening in the fireplace.
Okay, well, thanks. Thanks for saving us all from that, Travis.
Let's, like, end on a more positive note, which is celebrity goss from directly from Misha Barton to my brain.
It's like literally the worst gossip ever. It's like from some show forever ago. Like, wow, Ben was terrible to work with. Wow, that's like, I don't know how I'm gonna hold this one in.
Oh God, if any other celebrities want to spread some gossip through my brain,
yeah, welcome to Ben's dreams.
Welcome. You can.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is on Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne, streaming weekly. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus, new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.
I'll be considering whether or not to murder animals on accident in a fireplace.
Because you're like, you're going through like a nightmare. You have like fire.
Yeah, mine
fire
was hideous. It was
worms,
a nightmare, yeah.
And I literally have just like, just chatting with some female celebs.
Okay, we're going to get back to the real nightmare, which is Camille's life is so hard.
So hectic.
The wedding's coming up, and it's been so tough. Teenagers trying to blend a family. I'm like, what are you, a serial killer now? Your kids are old enough that I'm sure they can just all, like, hang. Okay, calm down yeah. over there.
Yeah, I feel like her daughter lives in New York or something, because isn't her daughter a model? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So then, like, the waitress comes over and it's like, so can you, would you guys like anything to drink? Any beverages? Any cocktails? And Camille's like, you know what I love here? Lemonade. The lemon is so good. The lemons and it's tasty.
It's the album I made right after Kelsey Grammer, who you guys might not remember I was married to, left me horribly.
I have hot sauce in my back pocket. Is that how it goes?
So they order, and I had to write down their orders.
Me
so
too.
Denise is like, I'll have the grilled motherfucking artichoke and apple and prosciutto salad, but no prosciutto.
That's so funny.
Can you believe I said that one? Jeez. So they talk a little bit. Denise is like, so how do you feel about getting married? Does it feel different? She's like, well, you know me, I don't need another big wedding. I mean, our last wedding was huge and amazing, but David wanted it. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure David's dying for
Denise is like, all right, this stupid fuckface wants to talk about the wedding. I'm not in the mood anymore. Hey, how was the concert the other night? Camille's like, oh, let me drink some of this wonderful lemonade because it's about to get real.
Surfboard. Surfboard.
Middle fingers up. Tell him. Hell no.
So there was this girl named Becky with the good hair.
Oh, and you know who runs the world? I'm still waiting for the answer.
Kelsey does, but you know, at least I get a portion of it.
But you know what, though? If he liked it, he would have put some very wonderful lemonade on it.
So she's like, well, the concert was great. But then backstage after the show, PK said to Kyle that she can't keep her best friend. And then Dorit came over to explain it. And then Teddy jumped in. You know when Camille suddenly comes to life? Like she has some kind of gossip and her eyes suddenly like pop open. And then her arms start shimmying like she's doing like a little dance.
Yeah.
It is like so funny.
It's like I had when I was a kid, I had like a little Jedi gun that like when the batteries went, it'd be like, we go, but like as the batteries would die, like, but you shake it, be like, you know, that's what she does. She's my dying Jedi gun. I also liked how when she started to talk about it, like, she's like, about the concert, and he goes, do I need a drink for this conversation? Camille's like,
I don't know if you'll need it for this conversation, but you'll certainly need it for the inevitable clip package that's about to play, since one scene hasn't happened in this show without a clip package. Not one.
Okay, I'll have a Casamigos reposado, please. Thank you. Fucking waitress.
So we see this clip package, and then Camille's all mad that Teddy wouldn't shut her mouth. And frankly, I was mad too. You know, Teddy's like on my shit list lately anyway, but she's like, I'm sick of Teddy's lame, stupid fights. Okay. We've already got one Kyle on this show.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So Camille, for some reason, is like really annoyed though at Teddy for jumping in. And she's like, I just feel like she's a bit of a know-it-all, you know, which is funny because I kind of feel like everyone compared to Camille is a know-it-all. I know it's something at least.
Like literally in the literal sense.
Yeah. Well, maybe I know it all.
She needs to take a seat. Her youth is getting the best of her. She's coming off as an entitled millennial.
And then she does like a shoulder shimmy shrug thing.
Yeah, she's like so excited that she just learned the term of millennial. And I don't think that Teddy qualifies, by the way.
No. Oh, so Camille's like, she should just stay out of it.
And I'd love to read, but what about to read? I mean, she's crazy. Oh, and then found her fabulous. I'll tell you what, she's too prideful. She needs to stop being so prideful. And then in the Bahamas.
Oh,
I got really upset with Lisa
Rinna. The things coming over. And I mean, who got him those tossed salad and scrambled egg anyway?
And you know when someone is funny, you just don't know what to say about
it. You know, she's a know-it-all too, just because she wears blouse.
And that girl should shut her pie hole.
Here's another
and
thing. Armadillos. About how about armadontos?
I mean, what the hell?
I don't understand cell phones.
Armadillos.
So she's just talking shit about every person that she's ever met, and they're cutting it in that way that they do on these shows where they make it seem like it's 19 hours of Camille just talking crap.
Exactly. And then finally she's like, you ever feel like someone's phony, but you don't want, but you want to believe them so badly? I'm like, I think that's you right now, Camille.
Yeah, you're wearing a Chanel belt to a coffee shop.
Yeah, wasted.
To talk about plot lines from last year and plot lines for this year you're not involved in. Yeah, we see it.
So yeah.
Denise is like, yeah, this girl can't shut her pie hole. She's going to be talking about me next, you know. Puts me in a compromising position because I really love these ladies. You know, you got Sarah, Rebecca.
Joanne Vinderklomp. What's her name again?
Lisi Pena. What a girl. I mean, that
one. Frito-Lay. What's her name?
Speaking of getting laid.
Salt and vinegar.
So Denise is like, oh god, is it gonna blow up on this goddamn camping trip, motherfucker?
So the next day we're at Denise's house at 6:40 a.m. and Denise and Aaron are watching the sunrise, and she's like,
yeah, you know, it's a Saturday each day, we wake up, we fuck, we take the kids to school, all right.
Well, glad we stopped by.
We fuck. We water the plants, fuck some more, go to Sprouts, fuck at Sprouts.
Yeah, have I ever told you how we do our taxes? We fuck them, right? Both of us together.
You ever fucked your CPA? It's hot sometimes. So, so it's like we're seeing like we're comparing and contrasting different breakfast routines, because then we go over to Kyle. We're cutting back and forth. And Kyle is making Portia breakfast, and Kyle's in her kitchen. I don't know if you noticed this. She had a bowl, an enormous bowl of enormous potatoes on her counter. Did you see that?
That's one reason that I haven't completely burnt my TV when Kyle comes on, because she'll still have bowls of potatoes.
Like, it was not, and it wasn't just like adorable new potatoes. It was like giant, and it wasn't even just like normal, like Idaho potatoes. These were like enormous, the size of little babies, just like a stack of them in a bowl by her sink. Just like, I don't know what her plan
was. That's me. I mean, that's a vegetable. I put them in the vegetable bowl.
No, I mean, I have a potato bowl too. I just don't expect Kyle. But here, I have one that I have like put my potatoes and onions in, okay? But it's like at a normal amount, normal bowl capacity. This one was towering full of enormous, the biggest potatoes you've ever seen. The biggest ones.
It makes me so happy. And I don't like that. Here's the thing I don't like about it. It makes me gentle towards Kyle. Because I love people who love potatoes, you know?
But I don't think she's going to eat the potatoes. I think she just has them to look at.
She'll eat them. So in private. I have faith in her. In this way, I have faith in her. This is like the only time I've ever had faith in Kyle. But I believe in you, Kyle. So she's making Portia breakfast in bed, which makes me want to cut myself.
Yes.
And then she talks about how she's an attachment parent and her kids have always slept with her until they're too old, but it makes her happy. And then she's like, well, I don't think I'm spoiling her. I'm just taking care of her. It's my job. And then they show her literally putting on her shoes and socks for her.
Yeah. And she even has like a little tray that says Portia. And here's the thing. So Portia sleeps in the bed with Kyle and Mauricio. I'm not even going to get into all that. I'm just going to just say that it happens. And then, but when she makes breakfast in bed, she brings the breakfast to Portia's bed. It's like a little over the top and so ridiculous. And like, are we even surprised? Are we even surprised at this like family? And when I say family, I mean, I'm going back to Big Kathy of like codependent mothers and daughters, how it just like continues. I'm sorry. It is craziness, pure craziness to me.
Yeah. This is pretty much just like boring parenting. Kyle's like, oh, I love my kids. And Denise's like, I love my kids. Dad, there's no handbook for raising teenagers. I'll tell you that.
So if I were a teenager and I had to wake up for school and there was a camera crew in the house, oh, God, I would be furious. Oh, my God.
So let's go over to Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant where, of course, she's putting giant pink roses all over the restaurant because that's
she's doting on her own children, the roses.
Her roses, yes. Yeah. And she's like, oh, I love orange and pink together. I was like, well, okay, we're breaking some ground today.
Yeah, because she's going to be doing a party to celebrate the legalization of or decriminalization of gayness in India.
Yeah. So she's going to have a big party and she's like, Ken! You know, she always says Ken. She's like, Ken! Dorit and PK are coming over for lunch, and we're not open for lunch, so let's get some sushi or something, darling! Which explains the sushi.
Yeah, I think that there was like some little bit of like laying pipe, as they say in the industry, so that way people aren't like, hi, I'm here at Pump, and I'd like to order some of that sushi I saw on TV.
Yeah. Well, if we could find a middle ground. If she says she doesn't believe it, then we can move past it. I'm like, I don't know that that's a middle ground, but yeah. Okay.
So then we see PK and Dorit. They're heading over, and they're dressed like they're going to a funeral or like they're going to kill someone or something. They're just like in all black sunglasses, very moribund.
And PK looks like he's been dead for like 5 episodes. He's wearing so much makeup. He's wearing so much mortician makeup.
Yeah.
So they walk up, and with his baby Jane cheeks painted on.
Yeah, and Dorit's like, I still have to be true to myself. I'm like, you have a fake accent. There's nothing about you that's true.
Yeah, you have a fake accent and a business that you don't even pay for. So please. So she's like, I've got to be true to myself. You can have a difference in opinion, but if both people want to move forward, there's the possibility. It's like, A, what are you talking about? And B, it's not a difference in opinion.
Yeah,
an opinion is not you did something that I'm accusing you of. That's not
opinion. In my opinion, you did this.
Yeah. There's not. It's like those people who say there's my truth. That's my truth. No, there's the truth. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fucker.
Yeah. I just think that like if this person's like a friend, a really good friend, and you suspect that they did something, that they wronged you, you say like, I think you did this. You do whatever, all that stuff. That's fine. And if they say, listen, I did not do this. I absolutely did not do this. And like, if this is a friend, you have to like at some point trust your friend and you have to say, okay, I'm going to trust you right now. But you put like in your head, you keep them like on warning. Okay. You give them on warning and that's fine. But like, cause I think that's what you do to a friend. If you're not willing to like, to like trust what they say and you're going to go with just with your gut versus what they say, then yeah, and what sort of friendship do you really have?
Yeah, so PK is like, I'm going to leave a lot of this to you, babe. I'm like, yeah, right, good luck with that. So they arrive, and Vanderpump's like, hello, PK! Like, gives him this really warm hug. Yeah. And he's like, well, congrats on this. And she's like, hello, Dorit. And they give like
hello,
a nice
shade. So, yeah, he's like, well, British humor alert. You can tell we've been downgraded as friends because we haven't got the supremacy anymore, right? British humor. British humor, anyone?
And
anyone?
Vanderpump doesn't laugh. She just does that, like, slight hair flick thing that she does. And she's like, well, thank you for noticing my effort. So she tells
him, like, not a real friend. Well, I guess the sushi you're about to get from Nico Nico isn't for real friends.
So he's like, India night, celebrating gays in India, are we? And she goes, they've decriminalized homosexuality, so if you go by there, you'll be fine.
With any luck, they'll be decriminalizing sending dogs to the shelter.
With any luck, they'll be criminalizing seagull faces that were made famous by people just because they trusted their friend from England.
If you're lucky, they'll soon be decriminalizing owing money to a casino. British humor.
So, boy's like, well, I hope that you sing Boy George's Hare Krishna song, whatever he said, whatever the song.
He was talking about George Harrison.
Oh, George Harrison. I didn't know. That's I didn't write it. And I was like, am I going to rewind for PK? No, I'm not.
Okay. What did you say?
I was like, am I going to rewind to find out a PK fact? No, I'm not.
Well, he said George as if he was friends with George Harrison. I mean, maybe he was. I don't know. But I kind of don't want to mix the Beatles with PK.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. I should have just skipped over that.
Yeah. Because now you got me talking. Now you got me talking about the Beatles.
So PK is like, well, you felt like me. Look at you dressed warm. You felt like me this morning. Cold. I woke up freezing. And she's like, I've been feeling cold the past few weeks, PK. I've been feeling frozen out.
British humor.
Yeah. Dorit's like, well, look at that. PK gets a smile, and I love you. And what do I get? And she's like, well, I haven't been happy with you, Dorit. Let's just get down to it. Everyone's been focused on Redon-Lui, which is a French Bible too far from here to even worry about.
Yeah. And now we have, like, now comes the accusations of, like, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you call me? Why didn't you call me? Because Dorit's like, Lisa, Why did you call TMZ instead of calling me? And she's, and then Ken's like, well, why don't you call her? Why didn't you call me? Why didn't you call me? Wanted the waiter to call you. Why didn't you call me?
Juan, I know this is nitpicking, but that day, I believe, was the day that Lisa was having that that resolution passed or whatever, and she had a big party in, or like a small party in the dog place, and TMZ came. So right. She was at that thing coming up to TMZ. It's not like she called TMZ and was like, la, la, la. And anybody who knows that little area knows that they're all standing out there all the time. You know?
Yeah, so, exactly. And I think also, by the way, we had raised it up, the question a few weeks ago. Like, it is weird that Lisa didn't call Dorit when this all happened. But the truth is that the whole story is about that Lisa was devastated that this happened. So really, based on the angle of the story, you would actually think it really would be Dorit that would call Lisa. We've been just sort of like bamboozled into thinking like, God, why didn't Lisa call Dorit? When the truth is,
I think that she didn't call her because Dorit said that she believed Teddy in the Bahamas. She was like, I believe everything you said, Teddy.
Well, we know why Lisa didn't call Dorit, but I'm just saying the logic of it all, like the, you know, Dorit is like, you know, she's making herself seem like a victim of this article. They're making her look like this big, bad boogeyman. And so she's saying, I can't believe Lisa wouldn't call when they made me look so bad. But the truth is, the angle of the article is that Lisa is so hurt. So really, realistically, one would expect Dorit to call Lisa and say, I didn't even realize how hurt you were. Is this true? Are you really feeling this? Like in a vacuum, that's what you'd expect. So to me, Dorit's reasoning of why didn't you call me does not pan out anymore.
Dorit, how could ya? So Vanderpump is like, well, I went to TMZ to say this isn't true. Isn't that a much bigger statement than donk, 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 hello, Dorit, da, da, da. Like on the phone, she's imitating a phone.
And by the way, and it's funny because if Lisa had called up Dorit, they'd be like, oh, sure, you'll call in private, but you won't do it in public. And now she does it in public. Oh, you do it in public, but you won't do it in private.
Yeah. And I would think if I was Dorit, I would of course think that Lisa told the tabloids that. Of course I would. Like, I would have the same feeling. But coming from what Vanderpump is saying, if she was to believe, she had nothing to do with any of that. So she should have been the one mad from the Bahamas. And the fact that she even said TMZ to TMZ that Dorit was blameless and everything and everyone should leave her alone is her proving that she can still be a friend even though Dorit was just a dick to her and she's hurt, you know?
Yeah.
It's like these ladies are so crazy.
Yeah, I actually truly think that if Lisa Vanderpump had done this and she were caught, she would already be in the process of deflecting onto someone else. Like, if you're a mastermind, you're ready for these situations. And I think that she is like, no, I did not do this.
Well, she's very careful to get in there every single time that they talk about this, that it's not just her, but it's also not anybody that she knows.
Yeah, she says it like very...
every time.
She's like really not smooth about that.
Right. She, you know, she words her declarations pretty well over the years, and that's her shady ones too, when she's like, I never sold a story for money to anybody regarding Adrian Belouf, you know, like she knows how to word her shit, so that's interesting that she puts that in there every single
also
time.
We did hear from an old queen at the bar that John Blizzard has a big mouth, bigger than has even been reported, and he's been chatting to a lot of different people from a lot of different shows.
He's just always out gossiping his little face off to try and be famous or whatever.
Yeah, we heard that from an old queen of the bar.
Yes, literally. So, Dorit's like, Lisa, we're friends! And then Vanderpump gives her that shrug look, like, ugh, like she's got spinach stuck in her teeth, and kind of flicks her hair. And then Dorit's still so offended that she wasn't called. And she's like, we're friends. We talk to each other, not the major. And Vanderpump's like, yes, I have been your friend. And you might find out too late that I've been in your corner this whole time.
Ah, I didn't realize there was someone behind me. No, you dumb fuck. Not in an actual corner.
What are you doing in my corner? I thought this was my seat.
Get off me.
So, so Dorit basically is like, she's reiterating that she thinks that, like, Vanderpump gave a false story and then went to TMZ so that way she could be the hero in all this. And Ken's like, well, if I were you, I'd say thanks. That was amazing.
She's like, but she wants me to say, look, I'm the one who saved you. She goes, look, I'm sorry, but it's hard for me to believe that you had nothing to do with it.
And Vanderpump just calmly is like, I'm sorry, but I have to draw the line in the sand. If you believe I gave a story to Ruth Henri, we do not have a friendship. And Dorit's like,
she gives like,
he gets
her
like
mouth on the ground. Like,
with everything, though. I mean, they like serve her, they give her a refill. It's like, a refill on water. So PK's like, babe, why can't we say somewhere things got fucked up? And why can't we eradicate it and flip it forward, okay? Because,
Well, you can only move forward if you believe that they are never large and she's the best friend you'll ever have. And if he doesn't believe her, there's no friendship. No, and otherwise, I'll knock you
my woman is the most honest woman that's ever been born.
She's the best friend you'll ever have. She's the best friend of all. BFF, the name of
And PK goes, you're trying to control our thoughts, Kenny, babe. And Vanderpump starts cracking up because it's so stupid. Like, you're trying to control our thoughts. You're calling me a liar. Are you going to believe me or not? Okay, this is not brainwashing.
I'm so happy for India. Oh, they got into my head.
But I like that Ken's like, of course I am. Of course I'm trying to control your thoughts because, like, you're thinking crazy stuff.
Here's what I think we need to focus on. We need to make it legal for homosexuals to be homosexuals in America.
Here's what I think. End Yulin forever. Oh my god, they got under my head again.
Ken's like, I'm trying to convince you that my wife is the most honest person you'll ever meet in your life. The most honest one of all.
For some reason, I'm craving a hot dog right now.
So Ken's like, yeah, we're trying to convince you that my wife is the most honest person you'll ever meet in your entire life. And Vanderpump's like, what's the point of being friends with someone who's like, let's have lunch next week, Lisa. Let's have drinks. But I think you're a liar. No!
I wouldn't want to be friends with a liar. So why do you?
Which is actually a pretty strong point, believe it or not. And then this is the moment where I almost totally jumped ship from Team Vanderpump. Because close up on a beautiful piece of salmon sushi... And Lisa's fork goes right in, and then the knife. And then the knife just cuts right in. I was like, what is happening right now? What is happening?
Van eats sushi with a knife and fork, LOL, Ben.
Yeah, I wrote LOL. I said, wait. I wrote caps lock wait as if I was like talking to my document here. I said, wait. I said, I was on Team Lisa until I saw her eating sushi with fork and knife. LOL.
Yeah, she's guilty.
But guilty. You care enough about this that you're doing away with a friendship. A friendship is stronger than this incident. That saddens me, Lisa. She's like, well, it saddens me that all of my friends say, let's bring a gavel down on her. She's guilty as fuck because that's what we're all saying. Nah, thank you, darling.
And Dorit goes, I haven't gotten any of that. I'm like... Did you not watch the flashback montage that aired like 5 different times this episode?
Yeah. Do you not remember saying, Titi, I just want you to know I believe everything you've said.
Don't you remember when it said previously on Real Houses of Beverly Hills and there's a shot of you saying, I believe that Lisa put this in Radar Online.
Yeah.
I mean, you said it.
So Ken's like, you're still saying you don't believe her, huh, darling? And she's like, well, we can agree to disagree. And he goes, no, we can't. And Pika's like, this is all bullshit. You're being too extreme about it, Kenny. You're being too black and white about it, Kenny. And he's like, no, I know you're trying hard, but your wife isn't trying hard. No, you're not trying hard either, Kenny. You're not trying hard either, which I love a good you are fight.
And then Dorit somehow gets mad because she's like, you know, I can only be told so many times that it's either I say yes and I apologize or whatever, and or no, and we don't have a friendship before I start to feel like a little bit like, you know, like a little bit like, you know, like a little bit like, you know, like a little bit like.
An idiot.
An idiot! Thank you, Kenny!
Well, I don't think that Lisa and Kenny don't want to be our friends. Oh, do you believe it then, PK? Do you believe it? And she touches his arm like, darling, do you really believe that this soft, beautiful, warm hand that cares for doggy doggies and calls Maxi Maxi's hair, do you believe I could do this?
This beautiful hand that has put up all these flowers and has revolutionized the way we eat our sushi.
Well, I believe that someone in your camp leaked that story, yes. And she's, I am telling you, on my kid's life, I did not know. Oh, no. I'm telling you on my kid's life that I don't know that that is true. And he's like, all right, I'll take that. She goes, well, what about your wife? And he's like, I'm a trusting person. I'll take it. You know what, Kenny? Girls take longer to come down and accept this kind of stuff. You know, girls, Kenny. You give them the vote and look at them still trying to figure it out, Kenny. Get them back in the kitchen there, Kenny.
And it's like, you're asking me to dig deep and not be true to myself. I'm like, no. She's asking you to say, listen, I'm your friend and I'm telling you, I am swearing to you, I did not put it in there. And honestly, I thought actually the way PK handled it was actually very good, believe it or not. I thought he was like, she asked him and he said, honestly, this is what I think. And she said, you know what though? I'm telling you, that's not what it was. He said, okay, you know what? I'm going to accept it because you're my friend. And I think that's actually like, I think with I think that was actually the right thing to do, personally.
It's like, well, I believe if LVP swears on her kid's life that she didn't sell that story, and Vanderpump goes, oh, no, anyone who did, then you believe her. And that's moving on, Kenny. See how I did that? And Dorit's like,
Piki!
I swear on this half-sliced piece of sushi.
So Dorit's like, I care enough about our friendship. And Vanderpump goes, say it. Go on, say it.
Say it.
Pumptini. Pumptini. No, don't say that. Say something else.
Sandwich not made out of poodles. Your clothes, you're getting warmer.
Chilean sea bass. No, no. Patagonia toothfish. It's the same thing. No, go on.
Tuna tata. Now you're just reading the menu, darling.
The city of West Hollywood celebrates gay pride.
Oh, stop reading the signs.
So she's like, well, I'll say that I believe in the truth, and furthermore, that you had something to do with the initial story and the Jones. Period! I was like, whoa, Dorit came to play. Now, look, I think Dorit's full of shit, and obviously I'm not on her side, but good for her for sticking to her guns. You know, lesser people have fallen down in the face of Lisa.
I think there's a way to stick to your guns, and then I think PK. To me, PK did it. PK basically, he full on said it. He said, "This is what I truly think," but he chose the friendship over what his gut was telling him. And I think I do think it was a crossroads moment. It's like, you either are going to choose the friendship or you're not. You can't like half do it. And that's what Ken's basically saying. It's like, you either believe us or you don't. But if you don't believe us, just know, like, we really can't be friends because, like, you know, so even like, you know, and if they did do it, then like, then fuck Ken and Lisa, you know, like, then they're being nasty and that will come out. But yeah. I think if you can't, you just can't speak out of both sides of your mouth. Like, you can't say like, I want to be friends. But I also think you did this terrible thing to me. It's one or the other.
Yeah. Sorry. So after she makes her big declaration, Ken's like, well, you're no friend of mine. I'm gone. So he gets up and Vanderpump's like, goodbye, PK. Goodbye, invisible dum-dum with the terrible bangs. Bye. And so they get up and walk inside to pretend she's business. And yeah. Ken tells PK, he's like, well, I'd like to stay with you, friend. Friends with you, PK. But after that, no way. No way. Yeah. It's like, well, PK, it looks like you and I'll be having dinners alone. And yeah. PK is like, well, that's not helpful what you just said there, babe. It's not helpful. Yeah. Well, you know, it's not fair to put me in this position you're putting me in. And he's like, well, I don't think I'm putting you in a position. I love you. I support you. I'm just advising you. They swore on their children's lives. Now, how do you not accept that?
Yeah. By the way, like, what about the position that she's like, it's not fair the position you put me in. What about the position that she's put him in? This is like his age-old friends, and it's all ruined because she wanted to be on the TV show, and now this is what's happening.
Yeah. So then we go over to Vanderpump and Ken inside, and mm-hmm. she's like, this is exactly why I haven't been around them. Too much anxiety. I don't care. And quite frankly, that's the problem now. Business, envelopes, manila. What are you doing, person sitting in a chair? Shouldn't you be hanging some flowers?
He's like, sorry, I was busy talking to Radar. I'm like, I don't want to know. So Dorit pokes her head inside. She's like, Lisa, you stated your case. I respect whatever you decide. But I want to tell you this, Lisa, and I meant it from the bottom of my very shallow heart. I love you, and I want to move past this.
Like, well, don't talk to me like that if you don't believe me. It's like, but friendships aren't based on that. Which is so stupid. And Vanderpump's like, friendships are based on the truth. Yes! And you think I'm lying. Yes! All right then. Bye, Dorit. Love you, darling. She goes, well, don't say that if you don't. She goes, well, actually, I don't.
It suddenly became really clear. Lisa is holding a grudge for me for calling her needy of love and attention. I was like, really?
Oh, God.
You just figured this out? It's what we've been saying all season long.
Man, that's like, a storyline from last year. Oh, my God. If this had happened when Dorit didn't do anything, no. She's not punishing you for love and attention. This is your second fucking dog, Dorit. Okay? This is not something that's coming out of thin air. Even if she did do all the stuff you're accusing her of.
Lisa, so, I just want to move forward. It's like, well, turn around and stop walking into the wall. Oh, that's much better.
So, I also I like think what that she said, she thinks she catches Vanderpump in some lie because she's like, actually, I don't love you. He goes, see, is that the first time you've lied then? And she's like, oh, God, just get out. Fucking loser. Like, get out.
Lisa's like, it's easier talking to Congress than it's talking to that stupid cow.
Lisa, I'm not a cow. You lied again. I'm a human being.
Oh, my God. I love when she called her a stupid cow.
It was great. So now we go over to Kyle's house for a truly stupid scene. So it starts off with
this. You do it. I'm taking a cigarette break. You do it.
Take a cigarette break. I'm going to lead us through. So basically, Kyle is like clipping Mauricio's nails. They're going to be having holiday cards, which is a tradition that her mom started. And they're just going to keep doing it over and over again because they love it. And then, you know, when the kids all leave the house, then hopefully the kids will do it. It's like I'm like literally barfing on everything. Like I'm barfing up perfectly cut pieces of sushi everywhere. So
congrats, you found a way to make family Christmas cards even more boring and basic, Kyle. Wow. I didn't think that's quite an accomplishment.
And they have like a creative consultant there, and it's like, it's so over the top and so unnecessary for something that everyone's gonna throw out, you know. So they're all doing it, and the kids are all getting their makeup done, and Farrah shows up, and Kyle's telling us that she speaks to Sophia 3 times a day in college. I'm like, this woman is so codependent on her daughters. Like, it's like, I just feel bad for everyone who it like has to deal with it. It is out of control. And I'm not surprised because you can clearly see that this is what Big Kathy did to her 3 daughters.
Yeah, she posted on Insta a couple weeks ago. I told her I'd be there whenever she called, and she called. So mommy's on her way, honey. And I'm like, How do you think the other kids at school, you know, don't you think she's going to be ragged on? Like, why would you do that? You know, like, why can't you just be there for your kid without fucking Instagramming about her and having a mental breakdown at school? You dick.
I know there are a lot of moms that are like best friends with their daughters and they talk all the time. But I really feel like Kyle, it's like, Kyle, we need to teach, like, get into sewing or knitting or something. Like, you need to get a life outside of this. Like, this is your, like, let your daughter, like, have a moment. Okay, please.
She's start like, oh my God, I'm potatoes. Working so hard. My life is like whack-a-mole. I'm like, yeah, I reach for like a cushioned hammer every time I see you.
It's like whack-a-mole because she fills her life up with all sorts of like
useless crap. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the issue here was that they're trying to get ready for the photo shoot and then someone left the gate open. So then the dog got out and they're like, I got the dog. But they have to be back for the photo shoot, whatever. It's like, oh, like it's drama. It's a whack-a-mole. If it's not one thing, it's another. It's like, well, you didn't have to have the photo shoot. A, B, you don't have to have that many dogs. C, like leashes. I don't know. The dog can get out. That happens. But I just feel like she clutters her life up with so much junk. Like, let's reduce the potatoes. Let's reduce the photo shoots. Let's reduce the breakfast in bed.
Reduce the potatoes. Okay, so
let's
next
like Marie Kondo her life a little bit.
Over at Teddy's house, who's not celebrating getting Vanderpump off the show at all. She's wearing Vanderpump pink, and she's decorated her entire home in gigantic pink roses. I mean, this shit is hilarious. And for people saying you can't own a color, of course you can't own a color. But when you're on a show with Lisa Vanderpump, come on. Give me a break. This is like so petty and so fucking obvious and so lame because you're still just as lame as fucking ever, okay? The power doesn't come from the pink. You nitwit!
So Teddy is going to be having like a fancy dinner to sort of like win over the women before she tortures them with an RV trip. And so the catering staff is there and they're all like working in the kitchen and Teddy's nearby. She's like, oh, hi, I'm Teddy. I guess you guys opened up the wine already. Okay, well, that's funny. I'm glad you guys opened up the wine. It's good to have the wines open. They're like, shut up over there. We're trying to cook.
I'm just like such a normal girl, this huge mansion on the hill. That, I mean, I don't even know what, I don't even have things for those things that go under the plates. What are they called? And they're like chargers. Yeah, I don't even know what those are. I'm Teddy. Like the only shock here is that you didn't try and serve tuna tartare, you fako.
Wow, I'm this.
Over it. I'm officially fucking over it. I'm official. It is. It's so obvious.
I still have a place in my heart for Teddy Bear. I can't explain it. I just have it.
Oh, she can fuck right off.
So Rinna's like walking up the street and she's like, and then she sees the RV that's parked out front and it is like a tacky ass RV because it has some sort of like advertising on it. I didn't even deign to write down what it said, but it was like, as RVs go, this was like one of the tackiest RVs. It looked like something that'd be like going up and down the Hollywood Boulevard trying to like get tourists inside for some like $45 like family snapshot extravaganza. It was horrifying. And Rena's like,
yeah, this is like WordPress clip art, you know, like WordPress art that you can like use wrapped, for your template or whatever.
It was terrible. So Rena's like, oh god. And then she like goes up to the house and she is like, she's so upset that she's like pre-knocking with her shoes. She's like clack 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 clack. She's like clack 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 clack, going up more stairs. Clack 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 clack.
She's like, that RV situation, wow, I'm stressed, I'm not gonna lie, I'm amazing. Like, she has that tone in her where she's like, that was the clip from last week where she goes, amazing.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Like, what are you doing right now? Her energy is so weird this entire episode, but she's like, yeah, not into this, okay?
Yeah.
This does not sound fun to me. So then Kyle comes, she arrives, and then Dorit arrives after her, and Kyle's like, well, I really don't like awkwardness with my friends. Really?
I'm like, no one
cares
about you right now.
Why do you start fights every fucking time you're at someplace, Kyle?
Yeah, why do you instigate so much shit every single episode?
So now here she goes trying to make this a thing for the rest of the season. Yeah. Well, I'm trying not to let my anger with PK ruin it, but I was very upset and I had a right to be. I'm just telling the truth.
Yeah. So they all arrive. The whole cast arrives. And so they're all hanging around, and a waitress comes down to Erica and is like, "Oh, would you like chicken or salmon?" And she's like, "Oh, well, how was the papaya?" And I'm like, "Well, the chicken's a chicken paillard." "Oh, I like a chicken paillard. That's gonna be my new single. My chicken paillard brings all the boys to the yard."
In my pussy, it's chicken.
I like when the waitress is like, "Do you want salmon or dinner?" She goes, "How's the chicken cooked, babe?"
Yeah, babe.
Like, okay, Erica. So Kyle explains that there's going to be 3 tents and then with room for 2, and then there's going to be an RV. And she's like, "Well, you know, I know that I've made it 5 minutes without bringing up Vanderpump. So let's talk about Vanderpump. I'm assuming she's not coming." And Teddy's like, "Well, she didn't text me about tonight, so I figured not."
Yeah. We cut over to Pump for this party to celebrate what's going on in India. And it's just like John Sessa in like an Indian costume. And I just felt uncomfortable. And Ken too. Lisa was in something, but didn't feel as uncomfortable making for me.
Erica's like,
"She invited me to this party she's having to celebrate decriminalization of homosexuality in India or whatever."
Then we cut to the party and I'm like, "Wow."
Oh, this looks uncomfortable. So...
So then Rinna's like, "She invited you?" Like, Rinna's all shocked that they're not invited places. You fucking, like, come on.
Yeah. So Dorit's like, "Well, I had lunch with Ken and Lisa, and the essence was basically, you admit that Lisa had nothing to do with this, or you're not her friend." I'm like, that's not what the essence was. Not you admit that. It's more like, Lisa says she didn't have anything to do with it, and you can either choose to believe her or not, but if you don't believe her, there's not really a friendship. And that's a very different thing than being like, admit that Lisa had nothing to do with it. That's a very different thing.
And then Rinna's like, "Oh, really?" Like, she's just so shocked by everything. And Denise goes, "Yeah, I guess she just has to apologize." And Carl goes, "What are you, a comedian now?" And they all start cracking up. And then Lisa does another one of her Vander monologues, her Vanderlogs. She's like, "You know, you just gotta own your mistakes, and you just gotta say, I fucked up, you know? Like, look, I just said it. Did I disappear in smoke? Did I?" "Oh, really? Do you remember Kim saying Kim is an alcoholic?" "Nope. Still don't remember.
I don't think that happened." "Nope. Who's Kim?"
"Never happened." Yeah.
"I don't know Kim. Kim Chan-un."
"That was a lie." "That was a lie." So Rinna's like, "So how'd it end up?" And, Erica's like, "Yeah, how did it end up with Picard? You know, I want to know about that one." She goes, "Well, he's the eternal optimist. I mean, the man starts the day with 19,000 plates of calories and covered in sugar. You can't get more optimistic than that."
"I mean, you have to appreciate that he's the eternal optimist. That's a lot of eyes to fix, you know?"
"To eat like that on a Monday and make weekend plans. Now that's optimism."
"He thinks he's just going to stay at diabetes 2 and not get diabetes 1. I mean, that's optimistic."
"We found out PK is on his way to getting diabetes pie."
"Diabetes pie."
It's like diabetes algebra with Tariq.
So,
then Kyle tells us, I have to get this one in. Kyle tells us, she's like, "Why does Vanderpump matter so much to PK? I mean, you know, for example, the other night he turns on me to make sure that he's okay with Vanderpump. I mean, there's something fishy about this. Like, they're either in some kind of shady business dealing together, or she has something on him. Like, there's something shady."
"Secrets from London," which is Kyle's way of saying, "I know shit, but I don't want to be the one to say it, so I'm just going to put it out there," which is classic Kyle, which is what drives me nuts.
Well, it's also what we've been saying for years. Yeah. And everybody who watches the show, probably. They've probably got, like, some shady shit that's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's, you know, it's just Kyle just being a good friend. She only really cares about her friends, so she's gonna insinuate that her friend's got criminal dealings going on when Kyle herself is being her ass, or her husband is getting his ass suit off for some shady shit right now.
Exactly. So now this sort of like morphs into something, because Dorit is, you know, Dorit is like, Dorit is feeling ostracized because PK is good with Ken and Lisa, but Dorit's not. And, you know, she's saying, like, you know, we go back to that classic thing of like, who's a better friend or whatever, and talk about like that they've been friends for so long, et cetera. And Camille's like, "I mean, to be honest,
I never even heard of you until 2 years ago. Loved that. Love that. Love a Camille truth bomb.
Yeah, and Carol's like, yeah, no one had ever heard of you. She's like, well, I don't know what to tell you about that. They've been good friends for years. She goes, well, I mean, I would think that a good friend, I'd at least hear about their birthday. I was like, you're the one who didn't remember who Nanny Kay was.
It
was
like, yeah, exactly.
Shut up, Kyle.
Dorit's like, well, when we came to L.A., we would see each other, but it was like not the sort of friendship you'd hear of. It's sort of like we'd go up to her and be like, hey, we love your show. And she'd be like, great. And she'd sign an autograph. And then eventually, after enough time, she realized that we actually seemed to sort of know each other a little bit.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, well, I mean, if you're such good friends. Wait, hold on. I'm in a different part now. Now I'm at a part where Dorit's going on about something else. They're like, how did PK deal? And she's like, well, now I'm the one being ostracized. And they're like, and Erica's like, really?
Because if that happened with my husband, if you come for Tom, you're coming for Erica. And you're going to have Erica knocking down your door, bitch.
Yeah. Which I thought was pretty funny. Yeah, so then they continue this fight about how they're not real friends. And then Dorit's like, well, it's not only considered a deep friendship if Kyle Richards thinks it is.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, if we were friends for 30 years, you would know my friends. Dorit's like, I don't know your friends. And Kyle's like, well, maybe we're not good friends.
And then guess what Dorit does?
and Denise goes, can't wait for this fucking trip, right, everyone?
And Erica's like,
nothing's changed. Last year, these bitches were fighting over Vanderpump, but this year, they're fighting over that relationship. Listen, guys, Lisa Vanderpump is not at home worried about either one of you bitches.
Like, that's true. So bring yep. it up again, please.
Yeah. I also feel like knowing what sort of fame horse PK and Dorit are, I'm actually like, I feel like we would have seen them before Dorit made her appearance. Although, did they just move to LA when they came on the show?
Yeah, they're fairly new. He moved here after he filed for bankruptcy over $11 million over there. So he had to start anew so we can get bankruptcy in a new country, which he's currently, which he's already done here.
Here's the big question. Where's Martin? Where's Martin?
Fartin' Martin. I don't know, but yeah. Apparently he needed a rest.
Yeah. I'd like to get an update on Martin, please. Thank you.
Yeah, so this is funny because now they're going to all start turning on each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Bunch of
dope birds. And on that note, I'm going to turn on a sandwich and eat it.
Sounds amazing, everybody. Thanks so much for being here today, guys. We will be back to model with some... what is tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Thursday. We're going to have some Real Housewives in New York.
Oh, yeah. So go get your live show tickets, your t-shirts, and your Crappins on Demand and all that good stuff. Find links for everything at watchwithcrappins.com, and we will talk to you later, okay?
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is on Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne, streaming weekly. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.